All right. Again, it works really great when it works, but less so when it doesn't and you rely on it. So I get really jazzed, right? And I'm really good at getting myself jazzed and excited about things. Paige will confirm this, although she's not here to confirm it. We had a sick kiddo this weekend, so she's home with a sick baby. But anyway, when you see her next, she'll confirm this, that I'm really good at getting my own expectations set way too high and often becoming disappointed when those expectations aren't met. And I found I even go as far as to manipulate or to try and control the thing to get it to meet my expectations in maybe unhealthy ways. Most recently, we took the kiddos to Timbavati, right? And we took the kiddos thinking that they were going to have a really fun time looking at all the animals, because that's what you go to Timbavati for, right? You go to Timbavati to look at the animals. It's a wildlife So we get in there and, we are set on going and seeing all the animals with our 2-year-old and our 6-month-old. The 6-month-old didn't so much care about the animals, but the 2-year-old, but of course she didn't want to just see the animals. She wanted to play with the animals and have fun with the animals. And we weren't moving quite as fast as we thought. And at one point she was down on all fours going, "Roar!" And we were there, we had a mission to get her to see the animals. We were like, "All right, come on, come on. You want to see the lions, you want to see the pumas, you want to see the next thing, the next thing." And it was stressful for us when we were trying to get her to do what we wanted to do. And she wasn't as interested in the lions, which we think is her favorite animal, as we thought she would be. Instead, she was more interested in the park that's tucked behind the lions. We found that it was easier and more fun for everybody if we let go of our expectations of the time. And instead of making her follow us, follow her and what she wanted to do and what she wanted to see while we were there. Because that's what it was about anyway, right? That's why we were there. Now, this certainly, right, isn't the only time that I've done this. I'm still learning my lesson about expectations and opening myself up more to the possibilities of what could happen. You might say, open myself up more to what that mischievous Holy Spirit perhaps is doing. Because I'm willing to bet I'm not the only one who does this, right? Especially when it comes to how we experience Christ in the world. Because there are certain places that many of us expect to experience the holy or to have spiritual experiences, right? Church, hopefully. Bible camp, retreats. For some, it's yoga. For me, it's out when I'm hiking in nature. And others have told me that they feel the most connected to God when they're out hunting. Of course, when we don't have those spiritual experiences that we're looking for, then we get disappointed. And this is when some go and look for a new church, which isn't always a bad thing in every case. Not every church, every worship style, every leadership style is for everybody in the same way. Regardless, people get frustrated because this, right, this is the place where they are meant to experience God. And if they aren't experiencing God here, then where? As Christians, we are called to be a people of faith as Abraham was before us. Not a people of Sunday worship, not a people of sometimes piety, but we are called to live lives of faith centered on the promise of resurrection. And faith is not something that ought to be, just tucked away when you walk out of the church building on a Sunday morning. if you're only expecting to ever see God on a Sunday morning or in those other purposeful moments, think of how many other encounters with the Holy you could be missing. If you are only ready to hear of Christ when I am speaking to you during the sermon, you will miss Christ when he is on the lips of those who are echoing his cries of pain from the cross. If you expect Christ only from the wizened elders in a community, you will miss Christ when he is on the lips of little ones such as these, telling you plainly who Jesus is. And if we expect Christ only from those places that we have been conditioned to expect, then we will miss out on the unexpected Christ that is in our midst. For a little over 6 months now, I've been part of this missional leadership cohort through Luther Seminary with about 20 other leaders throughout the state of Wisconsin. And we've been able to do this through the Siebert Foundation through grants. And on the surface, right, it's another program with another catchy name that seems to promise that it's going to be the future of the church, right? But digging deeper, it's a program that changes the way our leaders gather and interact with the community. It's a program that emphasizes accompaniment over clear guidance. It's one that has reminded me of my tendency to try and change things to fit my vision rather than listening to the vision of those around me. And letting go of our single vision that we have, we can see what God is up to around us. In letting go of our own voice from time to time, we can hear the voice of Christ and those around us speaking to what they need. See, a posture of constant preparedness that we see from the servants, rather than the posture of the expected homeowner, more fully helps us to see Christ in our neighbors and helps us to hear their needs from us in community together. Instead of forcing another program or another service or another event, we can ease into what Christ is already doing among us. Instead of assuming what our neighbors need, we can sit down and chat with them, have a conversation with them, and ask them what they need from this church. Instead of searching for Christ only where we expect, prepare to welcome the Christ that you don't expect. Because faith does not belong in your pocket. God does not belong in a box, and we do not exist in a bubble. A life of faith that we are all being called to. Faith is an invitation to live in a way where Christ could be present at any given time, in any given moment, in any given interaction. For we know, dear siblings, through the love that God so had for the world, right? Jesus died that we might all live. That we all might live a life that sees one another, that hears one another, listens to one another, and in doing so, shares with one another the love that is found in Jesus Christ.